News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, Copper, I got to tell you something. So,
oh, yeah?
Remember a little while ago we were talking when Birdman was on with us, and his favorite stupid story was the one about the government giving out crack pipes, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Charlene just sent me this screenshot of a guy named Jesse Kelly, who we both follow on Twitter. But anyway, Jesse Kelly said, people who are mad about the government handing out crack pipes, but can you think of a better way to ruin the crack industry than getting the government involved?
Because they're so inefficient.
Nice. All right. So there's that. By the way, I'll go ahead and tell you what I was thinking. It was going to be my stupid story of the week. It didn't. I don't think it ranked in terms of its, you know, thud factor that y'all had. But do you remember, Copper, when Hillary Clinton ran and there was all this stuff about she was using her personal server for government business to include, you know, classified information? Which, by the way, I've worked in the classified arena. I had a TSSCI clearance in the military, worked in a basement skiff in the Pentagon. And when I got, what they call it, read off, when I was read off, I was told, if you ever write a book, we have to read it first. I was like, oh, cool. Great. That being said, Hillary Clinton, I mean, there's people that go to jail for the things that she did. What does she get? Nothing. Well, she's selling coffee mugs right now. Here's the story. Story on Neon Nettle. She's selling coffee mugs right now for $20 a pop that have a little caricature of herself looking at her phone, and it says, but her emails, that's her selling them. She's mocking the whole story as if it wasn't ever a big deal. But the whole world knows it was a big deal. It was part of why we can't trust her, because she just did things the way she wanted to with impunity. And so that was my stupid story. I don't think it was as stupid as y'all's.
That's pretty hilarious, though.
Yeah, it is pretty. And by the way, don't nobody get me one of those coffee mugs. It will become target practice for the pellet gun out back on the deck.
Sounds pretty good to me.
Well, you can. But you can, by the way, you can go and get a Right Side coffee mug at the Right Side store. Go to rightsideradio.org, get you a Right Side mug. It's a whole lot better for your coffee. See, I'm pretty sure Hillary Clinton's makes the coffee taste bitter. That's what I think. I don't think
poison.
There's enough. Yes, there's not enough sweetener in the world to make coffee taste good coming out of a Hillary Clinton mug. I'm of the mind that it taints whatever's in it. You pour milk in it, you get cheese. That's what's going to happen. It's going to turn to cheese. So, that's just me. Just saying. All right, listen, I'm going to save till we get back from the break the next section of the Triple Dipper. To gerrymander or not to gerrymander, we had breaking news on the show yesterday with Matt Clark from ACLL. He called in to talk about the fact that, you know, what was happening with our congressional district lines. They were being jammed up by the court. We were being told we had to use race to redraw the lines. Race, really? It was appealed by the Attorney General for the state of Alabama, the state Republican Party, ACLL with Matt Clark, and like 13 other states, and we won. But guess what? We're not the only state. So, yeah, we're going to talk about that when I get back. To gerrymander or not to gerrymander? That is the question. By the way, if you want to call in, 866-494-9866. That's 866-494-9866. Call the show. Let's talk. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Got to tell you, by the way, if you haven't heard, ZLA Solutions. Man, I know these folks personally, and they are the best at getting people back to work. So good, they have had their biggest year ever. So literally, ZLA Solutions, if you're looking for a job, go to their website, zlausa.com. If you are an employer looking to fill out the ranks of your workforce, go to their website, zlausa.com. They've got jobs posted everywhere, and they can also do a recruiting drive for you, do all the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, all of it. ZLA Solutions. They like to say, we don't make it at ZLA, we just make it better. ZLA Solutions at zlausa.com. Check them out. Hey, you got a phone call? Oh, it's Jeff from Indiana. Let me grab this call on line one real quick. Hey, Jeff, Phil Williams, man. How you doing today?
Doing pretty good, Phil.
Good. What's on your mind?
Hey, well, you know, they're talking about the redistricting things and stuff with the census. Well, it's already screwed up because of all the illegal aliens we're already counting in the census. I mean, look how much more power that the California has with people who can't even vote, but they get enough, you know, more representatives than other places just because of the number of illegal aliens. I think they're trying to strategically put these aliens in places where they can change the populations and the, you know, give the Democrats more power. Personally, I think it's all planned. What's going to be the next census, you know.
Yeah, and you know, we had a caller yesterday that insisted this was, you know, to the ability to get more votes, and I don't argue with either point. I will say this: remember, the Trump administration made a big deal out of not counting illegal immigration for that very reason, because they knew that California was counting on it. Because, you know, California wound up shrinking, and they lost a congressional seat in California, and the Supreme Court back in December of 2020. Declined to rule one way or the other, and I think that left the Trump administration with the ability to finalize the census, if I'm not mistaken, without counting illegals. So that's my recollection off the top of my head, Jeff.
I don't think there was ever, you know, anybody who in the Constitution would ever thought about, you know, people that were here weren't citizens, you know, to count actual people that were just here because they're here. Something needs to be changed. It's going to have to change.
Well, yeah, and the same type of mentality is what's allowing the New York City Council to agree to allow anyone from anywhere, regardless of citizenship, to vote in their municipal elections. I mean, being the mayor of New York is like being the governor of a state, really. And it's it's amazing. All right, Jeff, man, thanks for the call. Appreciate you. Huh? Did we lose him? I cut him off too fast.
Can a governor go ahead and you know, say that you can do state elections this way, or, you know, state representatives?
No, because I don't think they can. That's a municipal election governed only by their municipal code. I don't think they can do that. But a statewide election is governed by the state legislature. You'd have to get something passed in the legislature before you could do that. That's my recollection, Jeff.
Well, in a blue state, I wouldn't put it past them.
Well, we saw some freakiness in 2020. That's for sure. All right, man. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate you as always. Stay safe. That's Jeff from Indiana, one of our out-of-state callers. Always has good content, too, when he calls. So let me reach over here and grab some papers. There you go. My next stack, if we can get through it. By the way, if you want to call in, 866-494-9866. So I'm talking about, here's number three on the Triple Dipper, to gerrymander or not to gerrymander. Gerrymandering is the old accusation that comes up every time the district lines are redrawn. And just to refresh memories, by the way it works is this. Every 10 years, the census occurs. How many people do we have? Where do they live? You know, what's the demographic base? And so they come around, and they literally, they'll count heads in a sense. So, you know, last time there was deep concern that the population of Alabama may have shrunk. We weren't sure. No, we grew. We grew as a state. And we grew enough to where we people were concerned Alabama was going to lose a seat in Congress, but we didn't. We kept all seven. However, California and New York, two very blue areas, they lost. People were fleeing their liberal policies left and right, and it caused a shrinkage that caused them to then lose a seat in Congress. Well, the redistricting of congressional seats is by law supposed to happen every 10 years because congressional seats are drawn based on population. We have two senators for every state, but they're just every state. Doesn't matter how big the state is. Rhode Island has two. California has two. Alabama has two, period. And they, like Mo Brooks earlier on the show, talking about how he's campaigning all over the place. I know Katie Britt is, Mike Durant is, they're all over the place. But then congressional districts are different because they are representatives. They represent a constituency based upon a certain size of the population. So you can have somebody like for instance, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez just represents a portion of New York City because there's so many people crammed into a small area. Unlike Congressional District 5, which spans multiple counties, or Congressional District 4 here in Alabama, which spans from the Mississippi line to the Georgia line. Big chunk of ground, because it takes that much ground to find that many people. Okay, all that to say, there's your civics lesson for the day. All that to say, every 10 years, you have no choice but to draw the lines. And the accusations always flow. It's gerrymandering. Well, elections have consequences. Those who are in charge get to be in charge of the drawing of the lines. Now, Alabama has had its issues with this in the past. We redrew the lines in 2010. They went into effect in 2011. I take it back. We redrew them in 2011 based upon the 2010 census, and then they took effect for the very next election cycle. However, they went to court, and we had to tweak the state legislative lines, so those did change. But the congressional districts in Alabama were originally drawn by Democrats. What's that you say? Yes, they were. They were drawn by Democrats, approved by a Democrat majority then in the Senate, or in the House and Senate in the state back in the 1990s. Approved, by the way, by the courts. Huh. And yet, with very little tweaking, because there's not been massive shifts in the population base in Alabama. I mean, there's been some. Obviously, Huntsville's the biggest city in the state now. But it didn't redraw the line so drastically that you can't recognize the old maps. I mean, there's some changes, but it's not freak show, all right? Well, the congressional districts have passed muster now for years, like 30 years. And suddenly they didn't. Well, yesterday on the show, we talked about it with Matt Clark from the Alabama Center for Law and Liberty. The Supreme Court, though, right as Matt was getting off the air, literally right as Matt was getting off the air, I got a text from Caitlin. She sent me a screenshot of, boom, breaking news, the Supreme Court came back in favor of Alabama fighting to keep the current district lines that we just drew last year in place. And the Supreme Court said yes. So 1819 News has a story on it this morning. U.S. Supreme Court in a 5-4 ruling stayed a lower court's ruling that the state of Alabama must draw new congressional districts. So that's what happened. The court came back and said, we don't like it. You got to redraw it. And they said we had to draw it based on race. Literally. It boggled a lot of minds. Justice Brett Kavanaugh at the Supreme Court of the United States wrote that also timing was a factor. They recognized that the primary is only 15 weeks away. We got people that may find out they're not even in the same district if they had to redraw the lines. There's no way to manage that. So they put a stay on that. The question about fighting the actual lawsuit on its merits will still play out over time. But for right now, what we do know is that we're going to run on those congressional districts. However, story in Politico. Phil, did you go to Politico? Yes, I did. Politico dated February 4th, so just, 4 days ago. Judges take over the drawing of dozens of House districts and throw the Dems a bone. Oh, they used the inside words and the outside. They admit. It even says in the second paragraph of this article in Politico, which, of course, is not a conservative periodical, it says the decisions are validating what they refer to as the party, that's the Democrat party's, state-by-state legal strategy. It's a strategy. This is not man, we see a bad thing right there. That's got to get fixed. No. The strategy is go fight them. Go fight them all. Fight what we can. Well, whereas most states have already finished their maps, there are state and federal courts right now that are directing the drawing of some 75 congressional districts in 7 states in the next few months. So multiple states right now. North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Alabama, Florida, missing one. Did I say Minnesota? I think I did. Okay, so yeah, all these states are in the same process that Alabama is the first one to win. Some of them are in state courts. Some of them are in federal courts. Here's an article from the Dispatch.com. Dispatch.com, Ohio GOP lawmakers to introduce a new congressional map, and the odds of passing it are slim. I mean, they can't win for losing. Their state law requires certain things that ours doesn't in terms of being able to pass things. They want something that will take effect immediately. They've already had their congressional maps rejected. They have a thing called the Ohio Redistricting Commission, a group, it says, that has yet to approve a map that Republicans and Democrats have agreed on. Says the Ohio Supreme Court in a 4-3 decision rejected the GOP-controlled legislature's first map, which could have given them a 12-3 advantage. In order for a bill to take effect right away in Ohio, they have to have a 66% vote of the lawmakers in each chamber. In other words, they're not going to get something done. They're just not. All right, folks, before I go to the break, let me just tell you something. You guys need to know that Just Love Coffee Cafe, one of our sponsors, one of our team members, is a place where you need to check out what they've got, all right? So I'm encouraging you. Think about this. You might want to stop and grab a bite on the way home tonight. You might want to stop in on the way in the morning, get you an epic cup of coffee, maybe a cappuccino, spoil yourself with a latte and take it to work. Or for that matter, you know, treat the folks at work to a big old box of coffee from Just Love Coffee Cafe. Take it into work with you. You will be everybody's friend at that point because they've got the best coffee around. On top of which, by the way, they are doing a sponsorship, a program right now where Right Side listeners can get extra points and get free beverages. I went in the other day using the Right Side promo code, and I got a free cappuccino to go with my womlet. That's right, my womlet, a big fluffy omelet cooked in a waffle iron. Wow. So I'm just saying, Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison and South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. If you will just text the word Right Side, text the word Right Side to 87338. The word Right Side to 87338. They'll get you in their points program. All right, Copper, move us to the last break of the day. We'll come back and talk about the other states that are dealing with accusations of gerrymander. To gerrymander or not to gerrymander? That is the question. It's a question for the courts, apparently. I'll tell you about North Carolina, Florida, Georgia. I forgot about Georgia. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Listen, I got to tell you, one of our team members on this show is Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. It's Vandy's with a V as in Victor. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning is one of the best around at taking care of all your heating and air conditioning needs. And they are, by the way, they're open 6 days a week. So if you have something go wrong on a Friday night, it don't matter. They can be out on a Saturday. And the folks at Vandy's, they don't like try to upsell you. They're not going to try and sell you stuff you don't need or ever would have thought of. They're literally going to come out, they're going to check things, and they're going to give you a free estimate before they do any work at all. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. And by the way, James Vandegrift, the guy that owns it, is a veteran of the war in Afghanistan, which I certainly appreciate being one myself. And it's a veteran-owned small business right here in our community, y'all. Doing a great job with all of your, you know, one-stop shop for all of your gas and electric heating and air conditioning needs. So if you need something HVAC-wise, I encourage you, call Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. 256-225-7311. That's Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, serving all of Huntsville, Madison, and surrounding areas. 256-225-7311. Hey, wrapping up the show today, I got to tell you, this whole thing about, you know, the Alabama decision, I didn't even realize until I was getting ready for the show. I mean, literally, I'm resourcing the show early this morning and preparing for this part of the Triple Dipper. And that's how I do, by the way. I start with going through the news, checking the news cycles, checking to see what strikes me sometimes or what might be a theme that I can run with that I think this audience would engage. And how does it apply to where we are? Not just talking globally speaking, you know, lofty terms. No, how does it relate to back home? Well, what I didn't realize until I got into this was what Alabama's been going through with its own, you know, legal fight just to be able to maintain its election processes for this cycle, which is only, what, 15 weeks away with our congressional districts. But all of our surrounding states have too. So here's one, AJC.com reporting that a judge has been asked to overturn Georgia's redistricting. Oh, Georgia, to our east. Yes, indeed. Opponents of Georgia's Republican-drawn congressional districts told a judge Monday, that's this Monday, this is dated yesterday, that new political boundaries weaken the representation of black voters. Same exact argument that we had against the district lines here. It said, but defenders of the maps argued that the changes designed, you know, with, you know, who was going to wind up being in Congress, they don't discriminate based on race or violate the Voting Rights Act. Well, this article points out that they believe, the article points out, it believes, that Republicans could potentially gain seats. But folks, this is not supposed to be a party fight. They're claiming it's based on race, but they're pretending that race is only Democrat. That's what galls me. They're acting as if there's no black conservatives. I was on a Zoom call yesterday, or Sunday night, with young Republicans. One of the guys who was addressing them as a member of the advisory board is a black guy, by the way. A conservative. I mean, this whole thing that, well, you've got to redraw the lines, said the Democrat Party, because it's all about race, said the Democrat Party, is basing an assumption that Democrats or blacks only vote Democrat, and that's not true. However, the judge has asked for briefs in that case and said he'll have to make a very quick decision, and we'll see what happens in Georgia. All right, Florida, to our south, the FloridaPhoenix.com. Reporting that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, with the backing of the Republican Attorney General, House Speaker, and Senate President, and Jacksonville Mayor, all filed briefs asking for an advisory opinion of their state Supreme Court as to whether or not one of the congressional districts has been properly drawn. Interesting. This is seen by some, the opponents to this, see this as an end run. He's not going through the legislative process. He's asking for something he's allowed to ask for, which is an advisory opinion of the state Supreme Court, to review as to whether or not there is something that needs to be addressed by the legislature. That's what he's doing. Interesting. Same thing, CNN reporting out of North Carolina. I'm just saying, it's been everywhere, y'all. And you saw the first story that I read, Politico, they called this a legal strategy by the Democrat Party to challenge these state by state in order to try and bolster what they believe is their better position. Gerrymandering can happen in court and not just in the legislature. All right, what a great day. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Copper and I back here again tomorrow at 2. I think she's got Copper's Corner tomorrow. Coming up next, you've got the great one, Mark Levin. Y'all have a great night.